Pony Buys a Woman, written by Arthur Upfield and read by Peter Hosking. The day was the 7th of February, and it was just another day to Linda Bell. Of course, the sun was blazing hot at 6 in the morning, another morning when the wind sprang up long before 6 and was a half gale when the sun rose. It sang when crossing the sandy ground and roared farewell as it sped through the line of pine trees guarding the Mount Eden homestead from the sprawling giant called Lake Eyre. For Linda, this day began like all other days. First, she slipped from bed and gazed at the large calendar on the wall above the dressing table. Later, she would be asked to name the day, and already she knew that to remember it would be conducive to happiness. Linda was most self-dependent, although she was only 7 years old. She needed no rousing, no instructions on how to begin a new day. Taking a towel from a rack, she tripped daintily through the open French windows to the veranda and along the covered way to the shower recesses. She sang a little song to the accompaniment of the wind under the iron roof as the tepid water from the great tanks high above the ground sluiced down her white body. Now and then into the song crept the word 7, and the same word occurred when she was still singing on regaining her room and proceeding to dress. She was making her bed when the breakfast gong without defied the wind to call the boss and the hands. The homestead kitchen was large, already hot, filled with the aroma of coffee, frying mince balls, and grilling steaks. At one end stood the small table where Linda and her mother ate, and at the other end was the annex in which the men ate. The men appeared and sat at the long table, and Mrs. Bell asked each what they chose and served them. That done, she served a cereal to Linda without consulting her, and then carried Mr. Wootton's breakfast tray to the inner dining room. Mrs. Bell was plump, fair, 30, and pleasing to behold. It was said that her husband was a horse trainer and that she had once been a school teacher. She believed that children were no different to horses, that they needed to be trained with firmness and kindness, and that if training is left too late, the child becomes a useless adult, precisely as belated training is wasted effort on a horse or a working dog. Thus she spared herself no trouble, but saved herself much worry. "You have done your hair nicely this morning, Linda," she observed as she sat at table with her daughter. "Saves time to do it nicely in the first place. What is the date today?"
"February 7, 1957,
intoned Linda, her grey eyes wide and faintly impish. "That's my girl," approved Mrs. Bell. "Mr. Wootton says he's going to town today, and I see that your comb has lost 2 teeth. What colour would you like the new one to be?"